This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israeli army says two Israeli hostages have been handed over to the Red Cross in Gaza. There was a terror attack at the entrance to Jerusalem where civilians were attacked. Here's Israeli President Isaac Curzon.
This is another example of the situation we're in, the endless war that we are fighting against terror organizations, especially Hamas, in these very complicated and challenging times.
Hamas has claimed the attackers as their members. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Two Palestinians killed three people at a bus stop during morning rush hour. Israel says the two had previously been jailed for terrorist activities. It happened shortly after the pause in fighting was extended for another day. The world just took a big step toward compensating countries hit by deadly floods, heat, and drought.
Hearing no objections, it is so decided.
Sultan Al-Jaber, the president of COP28, making the vote official as nearly all the world's nations on Thursday finalized the creation of this fund to help compensate poorer countries struggling to cope with loss and damage caused by climate change. The United States, the United Kingdom, and France all reaffirmed their support for Ukraine at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in the Europe summit on Thursday.
Russia's further invasion of Ukraine is a complete affront to civilized standards, to international law, and to the principles on which this organization is based.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State James O'Brien. This is VOA News. OPEC Plus oil-producing countries have reached a consensus on output cuts, according to two sources involved with the talks in an interview with Reuters. That is likely to mean a rise in fuel prices. Until the bitter end, Henry Kissinger was one of the inner circle, the trusted few in a tight circle of a distrusting President Richard Nixon. That trust, combined with Kissinger's intellectual heft and deft manipulation of power, made him a pivotal player in a tense period in history. Well, Kissinger died at 100 on Wednesday. More on his life now from the Associated Press reporter Ben Thomas.
So what are the news tickers saying?
February 1973.
They say North Vietnam said today that the way is clear now to resume releases of U.S. prisoners of war. That's the lead on AP.
That recording from the Nixon Library and the National Archives, President Nixon speaking with then National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger. Kissinger dominated foreign policy as the U.S. extricated itself from Vietnam and broke down barriers with China.
A conflict between China and the United States
in 2012
would be a disaster for both countries.
Kissinger said improving relations with China should be the preferred course.
And it would be impossible to describe what a victory would look like.
Henry Kissinger was 100. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBTQ plus activism in the most drastic step against advocates of gay, lesbian, and transgender rights in an increasingly conservative country.
The hearing took place behind closed doors and with no defendants. Multiple rights activists have pointed out that the lawsuit targeted what's called the International Civic LGBT Movement, which is not an entity, but rather a broad and vague definition that would allow Russian authorities to crack down on any individuals or groups deemed to be part of this movement. Human rights lawyer Max Olenichev told the Associated Press ahead of the hearing, Russian authorities with this court ruling at hand would enforce it against LGBTQ plus initiatives that work in Russia, considering them a part of this civic movement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can get more news 24 hours a day on our website. That's voanews.com. And you can also carry us around with you on your mobile phone. Download our apps. Scott Walterman, VOA News.